So as of November 21st, 2015, that's the way I have used the RBIM system. For any question regarding RBIM, ask the creator, Robert Johansson, at notnlp.com. So there are two contexts, the old context or the actual context and the future context. You can replace the word context by SSG or self-sustained generalization. So the first thing is to define the future context. I like to write it, and you use the future now perspective, meaning you've already done it. As you describe the future now experience, whether it's being passionate or socially confident or being able to play the piano, when you define your future SSG, notice if there are behaviors. Because behaviors, the way I do it is I put them aside, and this is a way to measure whether you're getting towards your new SSG or the old SSG. Then you describe by writing it down. I write it down. The actual, we say the old SSG or old context, but it's the actual context, what you're doing right now. So if right now you're playing golf and you suck ass, then you write, I suck ass. But you describe what you're doing right now. And the key here is to notice if there are any behaviors in the actual context. Now, the other part is the goal to define, the purpose of defining the future context and the old context, or the future SSG or the old SSG, is you want to measure things. And that's the key, the ability to measure things. So one secret of RBIM 4.0 is the ability to create two contexts. But if you define these two contexts, but there's no way to measure progress, then it's less effective. And the easiest thing to measure are behaviors. So for example, I wanted to eat better. So I drink too much coffee and Coke and colas and eat too much crap and specifically black chocolate, right? So this is my actual SSG or my old context. Now in the future context, I eat better and I eat some crap, but I don't want to go crazy and not eat at all, but less of it, right? So I could say that in the future, I feel more confident or sexy or energized, but the reality is the behaviors is I eat less chocolate. And right now, I eat like a pig. So it's powerful to have defined the two contexts, but now, as soon as I do the behavior of going to the store, the new store here in Montreal, and buy another Canadian-made Coke thing, then I can see, I can measure my behaviors. So once these two SSGs have been defined, what you do is you use, I call it the switcheroo, I don't know how Robert calls it, but it's basically some generic questions you ask. So you ask yourself, when did the old context started? And I like the newest version of RBIM where you don't. So for example, when did I start eating crap? Well, about 4 years ago, I started eating more crap. So you could say that the old context started 4 years ago. But more powerful than that is you go, when did the old context started? Is at the beginning, when you're born. At the beginning of your life. And when does it end? Now. So there's two questions. When did it start? You can go with the context when it really started. But when you use the quote-unquote switcheroo, you start at the beginning of your life. And then the second question is, when does it end? It ends now. So that way, you have the old context, but it includes your whole life. So when you put that aside, you get into the ultimate designer position, because now the future, your future can be created without being affected by your past. Then the other question is, when do you want the new context to start? The answer is now. And when do you want the new context to end? It will end when you get what you want. So this is when you you read what you've written or you define what you want. So I've optimized my consumption of crap. It's not that I'm a Nazi and I don't eat it, but I eat a little bit, but I eat more fruits and vegetables. Or now I'm confident when I talk with people, or I'm the best golfer in the world, or whatever it is that you want. That being said, a few more distinctions that I have found is most of the time when I create a new SSG, the bottom line is I'm not doing anything, right? So I wanna be more confident, but I don't do anything. So just doing something, anything at all, will get some results. And I've noticed, and that should be obvious, but for some reason I haven't thought about it, the more energy I put there, the more distinctions I get. But the thing is, if I'm not using RBIM 4.0, I'm not noticing what works and what doesn't work because I was stuck in the old context. And the other thing, and this is a key thing I learned from Robert, is every day you want to update the old SSG. So, for example, let's say that I want to be more confident, right? So, and I haven't done anything, but every day I try something up, I try new things. In 3 or 4 days, then my old SSG has changed. I got some new distinctions. I have found things that work and some that doesn't work. So I found that updating daily the actual or the old SSG makes this thing work better. So you can go to notnlp.com to keep connected to the creator of this technique and know when new installment of this technique is being offered.